This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we bring you tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group flagship Tampa, Florida station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, remember, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing it, or why you're doing it, thanks for keeping America moving along, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Don't forget about Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And also, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, all of which there's a plethora of information and different items there for you to take a look at. All right, Ron Edwards is not feeling very well today, so he's not going to be on the program. So I'm going to say the pledge, and here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we will remind you of that always. Now, Attorney General Barr apparently chimed in yesterday and said that President Trump's record is all the more historic because he succeeded in the face of relentless, implacable resistance. Well, I couldn't agree more with that. There wasn't anybody that was giving him accolades for what he was doing. All they were doing was trying to tear him down from the very beginning. And I get it. I understand it. I know why, because he wasn't one of them. He never would be one of them. By them, I mean the deep state or the swamp, as we like to call them. And he just wasn't going to go along to get along. That's not what his deal was, and it never has been. And by the way, a fellow broadcaster, Ben Shapiro, calls this the revenge of the lapdogs, what's going on right now when it comes to President Trump. The revenge of the lapdogs. Now, the other thing is, has the Chinese virus made us more like the People's Republic? Maybe. Maybe. Look at just how we're acting right now. Hillsborough County, the county that I'm sitting in right now, toughened their face mask restrictions yesterday. Didn't loosen them, toughened them. Now, here's the deal. You keep hearing about, well, we've got 1 million cases, we got 1,000 new cases, we got this, we got that. Okay, those cases they're talking about are people that have tested positive to coronavirus. It does not mean they're going to wind up in the hospital. It does not mean they're going to wind up in the ICU in the hospital. Because only a small percentage actually goes that route. A small percentage. All right, and we're going to take a caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. This is Jim from Tampa.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to get your opinion on something that I believe you would be an expert at, and that's free speech in America.
Yeah.
I signed up for a Facebook group a little after the election,
mm-hmm.
and it was run by Joe America, and it was a Freedom America Facebook group. And, of course, we were all basically upset about the election.
Mm-hmm.
There got to be 1.6 million people on it, and that group was deleted yesterday.
Okay. Wait. Why was it deleted? Did they say?
That's a good he didn't say. But you and I both know that what they're trying to do is cut off our voice.
Well, they want to censure. They want to censure us. Yep. Mm-hmm.
They want to censure us. They're cutting off our free speech because they know that we've got valid points,
mm-hmm.
and it's at a boiling point right now. And it's
yep.
You being in the free speech industry, what do you think about this?
Well, I want you to do me a favor. Go over to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R. Go over to Parler. Sign up for that service. Go over there and talk all you want. You're not going to get bothered.
I've got a foot in each boat right now.
Okay.
I purposely got on Twitter just because Trump was on it, and I wanted my voice on it.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to dump Twitter also.
All right. Well, thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Jim brings forth a couple of interesting points. All right. Let's see. Ian, I'll take your call right now.
Yeah, it's Ian in Clearwater.
Yes.
Hey, two things. To my way of thinking, all this COVID thing, you know we were on top of this. You know, Captain's America and this audience was on top of this
right.
a year ago, dude.
Yep.
We were on top of this before all of them. We called it. Okay. But anyway, basically, I view this as an attack from China. How did the media and the left react?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of rallying around the flag, boys, it was all Trump's fault. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
See how they are?
Yes.
They basically are siding with China, in my way of thinking. And anyway, point number two, Joseph Stalin said, we won't let our enemies have guns. Why will we let them have ideas?
Yeah.
Look it up and you don't believe me.
Yeah.
Think about it. We
yeah.
won't let our enemies have guns. Why will we let them have ideas? That's what they are.
Don't forget China, Tiananmen Square. All right. Thanks, Ian. Oh, okay. Well, that worked out perfect because we went to Here Comes the Music. That worked out absolutely perfect. And I want to say good morning to the Godfather, George. George, I didn't get a chance to say hello to you earlier. I've been giving you V for Victory signs back here for what you said. He says, bring the drive-in movies back. Yeah, okay. I'm all for that. I didn't mind going to the drive-ins. All right. We'll be right back with more. And if you want to opine, Kathy is going to, I'll give you the number. It's 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Fair will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit FarrahAndFarrah.com. And don't forget, they're available 24-7 by the telephone, too. If you want to call up and ask a question, the number is 877-245-6707. That number again, 877-245-6707. Or visit the website, FarrahAndFarrah.com. They'll talk to you off the website, too. Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H. That's FarrahAndFarrah.com. Phone number again, 877-245-6707. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, Al in Nebraska chiming in the chat room. Is it probable for a Biden administration to cause an economic collapse? Well, yeah, their policies, whatever their policies are, Al, could definitely take the economy backwards. I mean, first of all, the one thing you don't do is jack up a bunch of taxes when you got a whole bunch of people that are not being able to operate their businesses because they're closed because of the terrible COVID pandemic, where if you eat outside, my God, you might get sick and die in the next 5 minutes. I'm being very facetious, but my point is it's a bunch of hooey if you think that that's indeed the case. It's a proven fact, and the numbers are there. I don't need to tell you. You see it every day. You turn on television, it's there. Okay, that if the people that are eating outside, they're not dropping in like flies or in droves. They're actually a lot healthier than they are by eating inside. Now, Is that going to continue because we've got winter coming up in some of the big eastern states and whatnot, and where it's colder and whatnot? Probably not, unless you want to sit out there in a fur coat and drink a lot of coffee or hot chocolate to stay warm, and it's usually not going to happen. People like their conveniences. But in the warmer areas, eating outside is not a problem. Certainly in California, it's not a problem. And by the way, listen to this one. Orange County, California. The California sheriff there refuses to release 50% of the inmates that the governor ordered because of the COVID. He says that they present a serious threat to the general population. Well, of course they do when they're walking around out there coughing and hacking and doing whatever and begging on the street corners going, can you spare me a dollar? And you walk up and they cough in your face or whatever. I'm just saying. Okay, that's who's going to do that? And some of the people they wanted to release, these were violent criminals that they were talking about releasing. You can't do that. You can't do that. And by the way, the other thing is, and God bless these young congressmen and congresswomen that got elected. You know, the Democrats didn't gain any seats. They lost seats. And the Republicans won and gained seats in the House of Representatives, which is a good thing. Nancy Pelosi will have the smallest advantage that she's had since she's been Speaker, for the two times she's been Speaker. And this congresswoman-elect from Arizona said America is under a spiritual blinding. Spiritual blinding. Think about that for a minute. Think about that for a minute. And there's a lot of truth to that. They're trying to stop, well, you can't go to church on Sunday and you can't have a service outside because, my God, everybody's going to get sick and die. Really? Here we go again with what I just told you. The numbers dispute that. The actual factual numbers dispute that. And by the way, the southwestern border apprehensions have jumped 100%. From last year to this year in November. Right now, a lot of people along the border are trying to sneak in and get into the United States because they think that they're going to get their amnesty because they've been told that by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, that one of the first things they were going to do was give amnesty to the, quote, 11 million illegals here in this country. Now, if there's anybody out there that thinks that there's just 11 million illegals in this country that are going to want amnesty, then I've got a bridge I want to sell you that runs through the middle of Los Angeles, California, over the Rio Grande River. Because the illegal aliens in this country probably total 30 to 35 million and growing because they keep coming and we're not able to stop them totally. Because these states, these blue states, are not allowing us to do that. And by the way, Minnesota, what the hell are you thinking up there? A small town in Minnesota in the middle of nowhere, you might know, has given a permit to an Aryan white people's church. You heard me right. A small town in Minnesota. Wow. You reap what you sow, folks. By the way, Senator Ron Johnson, I remember interviewing him many moons ago when he first came on the scene. He came on my program, and I appreciated talking to him. I talked to him two or three different times, and he said it's galling that Hunter Biden's entanglements gained traction only after the election. With everything they were trying to get out there before the election, it was being suppressed by the mainstream media. But I'm not surprised, are you? By the way, Al, I agree with you. Scripture has said to be aware of false prophets, but here's one for you. Michelle Malkin says, some church lives matter more than others. Think about that. Michelle Malkin, contributor, has her own show over on Newsmax, says, some church lives matter more than others. Yep, they do. Especially in this society, day and age that we're in, you bet they do. And again, you got to take a look at what's going, what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to pull everything out of the kitchen sink and pass everything and anything they can. The derailment to all of this is the Republicans keeping control of the Senate. Even if it's by one vote, 51-49, by gaining one seat in Georgia, but they should be able to gain both, should be able to. But if they get that one seat, it'll be 51-49, and they'll have a two-vote majority. Kamala Harris can never be the tie maker if the votes go by party line. By the way, for you people listening to me in Georgia right now, and, you know, I know that you can't hardly stand it with all the commercials coming over the television and the radio. I understand they're advertising the Democrats on my show in the middle of the night up there in Atlanta, and I'm sorry about that. I can't do anything about that, and I know some of you complain to me. Well, it's not my problem. That's the affiliate up there, and money is money, and radio stations are going to get revenue however they get them, and I'm not going to find fault with them, but here's the deal. You need to understand there's a video out there of the Reverend Warnock, who has vowed to dismantle the value system of the American empire, preaching it from the pulpit. He said that from the pulpit of his church. He vowed to dismantle the value system of the American empire. The value system. God, honor, country. Fundamental transformation of America, all of that, that's what these people stand for. And I want you to remember one other thing: a Democratic win in Georgia will make Kamala the most powerful person in the world that just happens to be a woman, because she'll be a heartbeat away from the presidency. A heartbeat away. Is that what you want? I don't think so. Not with her, anyway. Not with her, anyway. And Eric and Seminole saying he wouldn't be surprised if the Obama faction is pushing the Hunter story now. Well, of course they are. Of course they are, because they're getting traction on removing Biden as president. Again, some people are saying, well, they're going to impeach him. No, no, it's not going to be that way. Biden is going to wind up more than likely having an illness and not being able to continue. It could even be his dementia. All right, here comes the break. On the other side of the break, we'll have Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. We've got some questions there for him, including some weather-related questions, believe it or not, from some folks that want to know about working on aircraft in snowstorms. Bo's looking at me like, oh, okay. Not me, though. All right. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Bo Browning, National Aviation Academy. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Pence will receive the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine publicly on Friday as part of an effort by officials to build public confidence. Pence, the leader of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, Second Lady Karen Pence, and Surgeon General Jerome Adams will all receive the vaccine at the White House. The Federal Reserve's Policymaking Committee, the Federal Open Market Committee, which sets Fed interest rates and other monetary policy tools, upgraded their projections on how quickly the U.S. will recover from the economic blow of the pandemic. The new projections were released Wednesday. 2020 gross domestic product growth improved from a decline of 3.7% in September to a drop of 2.4% in December. The baseline interest rate is projected to be 0 to 0.25%. China's Chang'e 5 moon probe has landed safely in Mongolia. The probe drilled 6 feet into the moon and collected 4.4 pounds of moon rocks. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, don't forget the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to better serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one's down here in our backyard in Clearwater, Florida, which is probably where you're going to find Bo Browning, right, Bo?
Yes, good morning.
Now, good morning to you, and I know you're not up in Boston today, but if you're up there, and would you be shoveling snow?
Apparently so. It sounds like they're going to get quite a bit of snow from about this time until about noon or so is what they're forecasting up there. Anytime you got a major weather event like that, it always affects not only individuals in their daily life, but it affects the airline industry also that's flying in and out of those airports. So it makes things a little bit more difficult.
Now, I've got a two-pronged question here from a person. This is Ray, and Ray lives in Goshen, New York. Now, I'm trying to remember where Goshen is, but I think it's downstate. The question is, working on aircraft in a snowstorm, and it's twofold. Number one, is it true they have to de-ice the planes? And if so, what does that do to help or not hurt, not help anyone that needs to work on an aircraft outdoors?
Yeah, so cold weather airports, you know, for example, you know, during the winter, if you're up in the Northeast, the New England states, you know, Midwest, upper North Midwest, anywhere where you're going to get ice and snow and stuff like that, all those airports are equipped with multiple different types of de-icing equipment. You know, they also have de-icing fluids. Anybody that's flown during the winter months has been on an airplane that's been sprayed down with de-icing fluid. The de-icing process is based on how long the wait is going to be from when the airplane leaves the de-icing pad or the gate, depending on how they're doing it at that particular airport. They leave the de-icing pad, and how long they're going to have to set on the runway before they can actually take off. So all the aircraft are equipped with anti-ice systems or de-ice systems, but they got to get that buildup of ice and snow off the aircraft in order for the aircraft to make that initial transition into flight. So you cannot have that buildup of weight. You cannot have that buildup of ice because it affects the airflow of the air traveling across the wings and you know, the different types of flight controls on the aircraft. So the de-icing fluids are depend on how long that wait's going to be, how much ice is there. You know, everybody's seen it. You've seen the guys out there with like the fire hoses. You've seen the guys in the little buckets that they're in like a little shell and are spraying de-icing fluid all over the aircraft. And you know, any time you have a weather event, especially when it's cold, it's below freezing, you know, it just makes your job that much more difficult. If you're out there working on aircraft, you're trying to service aircraft, you know, the fluids, the sealants, you know, all that kind of stuff like that, you know, the viscosity changes and all those things as it gets cold. So just, you know, you got gloves on, you're trying to stay warm. It makes your life a little bit more difficult, but, you know, the safety measures, the measures that are in place, as long as everything's done correctly, the way it's supposed to be done, you know, air travel is absolutely safe.
And then Ray follows it up with a question. I've seen people working outdoors. They've had the little tents around the engines or wherever they've been working, but they don't do that all the time, and it looks like it's really cold work. I don't mind wanting to become an aviation maintenance tech, but I also don't want to freeze.
I can't agree more with you. I've been doing this a very, very long time.
That's why they're down here in Florida.
And, you know, I prefer to work in the Southeast United States. You know, I like a little bit warmer. I'm not a person that functions very well in the cold, so, you know, that's a personal choice. A lot of people enjoy it, though. A lot of people work it. You know, it's hard work, especially during those winter months. And you know, those guys working up in Chicago, you know, those men and women working in Chicago, you know, New York, Massachusetts, all those very cold states, you know, Minnesota, you know, my hat's off to them. You know, better them than me. You know, I'd prefer to stay down here in Florida where it's warm, though.
You know, that leads me to the question. I wonder if that's why a lot of the airlines have their maintenance facilities in the South, because it's easier to work on them when they're outdoors because it is warmer. For example, Allegiant over here, there's not a day it doesn't go by. There's a dozen planes that are lined up over there having something done to them. They're working on them outside.
Sure.
I've seen it. We have American in Dallas. Let's see. The other, before it was American, I think they merged with who? With
Well, you got American, that, you know, U.S.
Yeah,
Airways.
There's a big hub up in Charlotte. Yeah. Delta.
United.
Delta has a huge facility there at Atlanta.
Yep.
But these are all warmer areas. And then you got Phoenix out there. It's not uncommon to see a couple hundred aircraft up there being worked on.
Sure. You know, depending on where the airlines, you know, decide to have their home stations, you know, that all depends on where their major hubs are at for the major air carriers. You know, Allegiant, for example, you know, one of their primary maintenance facilities out in Arizona, Nevada, Las Vegas, but a lot of them have out stations, you know, and you have to work on that aircraft outside because they really don't have a hangar facility possibly to put it in. So, you know, the maintenance still has to get done. People have to travel safely. And, you know, it's up to the aviation maintenance technicians out there in the world to make sure that air travel is safe and those aircraft, you know, depart on time and arrive on time.
Speaking of Atlanta, here's a question from Vaughn, V-O-N, in Atlanta. Thanks for tuning in, Vaughn, and asking the question. He says, I understand you can make a lot of money if you can wind up going overseas as an aviation maintenance tech. Is there any guarantee that when you take your course and you get your training that you could actually be there?
Absolutely. You know, the opportunity to make a good living in this industry is absolutely out there. Depending on the individual, where they want to go work, if you want to go work overseas, there is opportunity there. National Aviation Academy cannot guarantee anyone employment. You know, what we can say is if you come there, you apply yourself, you know, you hit all the benchmarks, you know, you take your exams, you pass the FAA requirements, you know, you get your airframe and power plant certification, you know, there is an opportunity for a job out there. You know, but no institution can guarantee you a job. You know, that's employers, employees, students, everybody's got to put in the hard work, but the opportunity is there. You know, I've said it multiple times that the aviation business has been good to me. You know, I've never, ever been unemployed in the aviation business, you know, unless it was by my choice.
Now,
you know, there's always been a job.
Isn't it true, though, that your entry level right out of graduating class is well over 90%?
Sure, sure. You know, our placement rate down here in Florida, you know, you can go to the NAA.edu website and you can look at all of our statistics. You know, we link you up. We have to report all of those statistics to a lot of different government agencies and accrediting bodies. And also they're all there. You know, we have a very good placement rate at National Aviation Academy. So go there, look at it. You can see it, you know, you can do the research on those statistics and, you know, just go out there and look, you know, on the internet, you know, search aviation maintenance technician jobs and you'll see what jobs are available, who's out there advertising. You know, the aviation business right now is like everybody else in the world. You know, we're all trying to, you know, get through this pandemic and, you know, we're going to make it through. The aviation is going to be as strong as ever.
Now, I got a question from Mac, and Mac is in Phoenix listening to us. Thanks, Mac, for the good comment. He's got a question for you. He says, I noticed all the aircraft when they're out here being worked on. How many people in a class?
So at National Aviation Academy, we'll down here at our Florida campus, you know, our night shift classes, we average probably about 45 students per class. Up at our New England campus in Concord, Massachusetts, you know, we probably average about 40 students in a class. So it really depends on the time of year that you start also. You know, obviously during a normal year, you know, high school graduates, they get out of school May, June, and our classes in June, July, August, you know, they're pretty large. You know, if you start school in January, February, March, those classes are a little bit smaller. So depending on the time of the year, you know, it depends on how large the classes actually are.
All righty, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. And again, if you have any questions, you can give us a call at 877-969-8600 or send us the way you're doing it here via the Instant Messenger on Facebook or send it to me direct via email. Anyway, we'll get the question answered by Bo. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And my conversation with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. This part of the show is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota. And you can check them out. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh by the railroad tracks, just across railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Just give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment or stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you a bunch of money and might get you an opportunity to get some of the special pastries in the back room. All righty. Let's drift down over here to my question I got, and I'm going to... Okay, B is a young gal, and she says, I'm 5'2", weigh 98 pounds. Is that going to hurt me in trying to be an aviation maintenance tech?
No, not at all. You know, we get that question a lot, obviously, about people's stature. Are you going to have to deal with some, heavy and awkward equipment out there? Yeah, absolutely. But you're going to work with a team of mechanics. You know, people are going to help each other out. And, your stature really doesn't have any determination on how well or how good of an aircraft mechanic you're going to be. You know, it's all about, you know, the work ethic you have and you know, getting out there and just doing the job. So, you know, we have a lot of women, we have a lot of men that are small in stature come through our programs, and they're successful out in the industry. I've worked with people, men and women, that weigh, you know, 125, 130 pounds, you know, 5 foot, 5 foot two, 5 foot four. It doesn't matter. Everybody works together, and you get the job done. You get the job done safely, and you get those aircraft, you know, out there and operating. So it's absolutely doable. Don't worry about your size. You know, go research the industry and you'll see that, you know, you have the same opportunity as anybody else.
All right. Now, first of all, I want to say thank you, Rick in Florida, for sending me this message, and thank you for your service to America. Rick is a disabled veteran.
Mm-hmm.
He lost a leg in Iraq. He has a prosthesis, and he wants to know if that's going to hinder him in becoming an aviation maintenance tech.
No, I can tell you from firsthand experience. I've worked with people with prosthetics. I've worked with people missing legs. It's not an issue. Obviously, there's challenges in life when you're in that situation. You know, you're going to work through those challenges, but absolutely not. You know, National Aviation Academies had multiple students come through the program with different types of prosthetics, you know, missing limbs. You know, the job can still be done. So it's not going to hurt you at all. I've worked with people out in the industry. You know, obviously, you know, people that are in that situation understand the challenges they face, and they power through it and they get the job done.
Got another question. This one's from somebody at McDill who's getting out of the service. His name is Joe. He says, I got my 20 in. I'm getting out. I'm an aviation maintenance tech. What do I need to do to get recertified in the civilian sector?
So if you're an aircraft mechanic separating from the service, retiring, or just separating, depending on the job that you did while you're in the service, if you go on the FAA website and you just go to the search bar and you search military occupational specialty, you're going to come up to a screen, and it's going to be a link for you to click on. If you click on that link, it's going to be a certification process for people with what the FAA refers to as credible experience. So you read through that, it'll explain a couple different things to you about credible experience, and there's also a list of military occupational specialty codes. You know, those are just a guide for the aviation safety inspectors that work for the FAA to approve people with credible experience. It is solely up to the FAA to approve that credible experience or to deny it. So that is one way to do that. The other way is, you know, if you're still unsure about what you're looking at, contact National Aviation Academy, ask to speak with me, Bo Browning, and I will personally walk you through that process and let you know the couple different options that you do have if you have credible experience or if you may have credible experience and how to go about getting it done.
And remember, folks, the telephone number to call is 877-969-8600. Whether you're up there in Maine or Massachusetts or New Hampshire or New York or Connecticut, Rhode Island, whatever, if you want to go to talk to the people there and go take the tour, which is what I always suggest, right, Bo? Go take the tour.
Yeah, absolutely.
See what you're getting into. You'll find out, and you'll answer all the questions. But that number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And don't forget, their website is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Okay, this question relates to financial aid. This is from Cassie, and Cassie is right here in Tampa, Florida. I'm a student getting out of school, high school. I'm 18 years old. I'm interested in becoming an aviation maintenance tech, but how does that work to get financing to pay for the course?
So National Aviation Academy, at both of our locations, we have financial aid representatives on site that can step you through the FAFSA, how to get the FAFSA filled out if you've never filled it out before. They can help you walk through that financial aid application process, and so just give us a call and we'll help you out.
And there's one other thing there that I picked up out of the conversation. I'm 18 years old. That means that person could take the course, come out, boom, you're on the job.
Sure, absolutely. You know, a 17, 18-year-old, you know, they finished up our program. They're 19, 20, 21 maybe, and they're well on their way to having a very good, paying, lucrative career.
Okay, so want to wish you a Merry Christmas and everybody over at National Aviation Academy a Merry Christmas, because we won't see you till after Christmas, and maybe not even till after the first of the year, by the way. Things are going here, because I'm not sure of the holiday schedule here, but certainly we appreciate the relationship we have with National Aviation Academy. And folks, I'm going to tell you, if you're looking for a career, not just a job, if you're looking for a career, National Aviation Academy is the place to go.
Yes, absolutely. Again, you know, we really appreciate everybody's support up in New England, down here in Florida. And again, Merry Christmas. Everybody stay safe, and we'll be here to talk to you after the New Year.
All righty. And I'm going to go to the telephone line, because we've had a very patient caller hanging on the line, and I believe this is Todd in Tampa.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you for getting a job at JOB while Cuomo and Gavin Newsom get their paycheck and they tell you to hold on, and idiots like Tom Cruise trying to tell you how to live it. You know what? I would have bashed him into that. Don't ever talk to me like that, buddy. Don't ever talk to me like that. And don't ever talk to our staff like that. Donald Trump won in the landslide. Donald Trump won in the landslide. Donald Trump won in the landslide. That's the mantra. Call your senator. Call your congressman in Washington, D.C. You can't certify corruption, okay? You cannot certify corruption. Joe Biden did. Joe Biden is president derelict, okay? He's derelict in his duty. He's derelict in his relationship with China. He's derelict in his relationship with Hunter Biden. He's corrupt, and he can't be anything. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Donald Trump won in a landslide. Keep fighting. Call your congressman and woman, because Donald Trump won in a landslide, and you can't certify corruption. Let's get the work and save the country. Peace, Captain.
All right. Call your state rep, because the state reps are the only ones right now that can really help at the state level to change the rules and regulations. Now, I want to remind everybody about Moss Nissan. Don't forget, their latest addition to the Moss family, automotive family, is the Moss Acura dealership up on North Board Avenue here in Tampa. And Acura, of course, competes very favorably with the other luxury brands. And remember, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got a whole bunch of features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and a hands-free liftgate meets loading groceries a breeze. So check them out. The best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and more value-added features. Remember, you serve, you save. Veterans, active duty, military, first responders, and pastors, you serve, you save. That program is there for you. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money, buku dollars. Alrighty. Another great day, another tremendous show. Thanks to everybody that chimed in. Thanks to all the people that asked their questions of Bo Browning, because that's what it's all about. We're here for you, and we appreciate what we do, and we appreciate you. I'll see you all tonight on the Radidio. God bless America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.